and beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Everyone's like, yes. You know what? Yes. Lady Gaga. Poker face. Yes. And then, but the MyPillow guy, you're like, do you see the MyPillow guy? No liberals go, what the f*** is Lady Gaga doing there? Why the f*** is Lady Gaga or any of these people, why are they there? Why are they a viable political pundit and somehow the MyPillow guy and Scott Baio are
losers?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Excellent point. So that's the guy that is Chappelle's partner?
It's the stand-up co-creator of the Chappelle Show, Neil Brennan.
And he, so I listened to the longer version of that. I think it's pretty damned interesting in that he understands something we've been saying for a while. But I feel like we said it for a long time. If Trump could shave off like 10% of his the stuff that people don't like, he'd have won in a walk. I think that Democrats could shave off just like 10% of stuff, and they would help their cause a lot too. I'd rather they didn't, but.
Now that the election's over, if old man Biden's coherent enough to do it, you're going to see some of that. You're going to start to see some stiff arms of the wackadoos that almost made him lose to Donald Trump.
But even without the wackadoos, he's just recognizing that the rest of America looks at these celebrities being on your side and is like, eh, what the hell? Why is it? If you got rid of that crowd, you'd be much better off.
Yeah.
You're doing yourself more harm than good. He's a liberal, obviously. He's wanting his side to win. You would do more good to get rid of the Lady Gagas and all the celebrities, all their crap, because that turns off a big chunk of people, and it doesn't help you any. You're going to get those votes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then the idea that, you know, all the celebrities on the other side, including a guy who started a business and ran it, like the MyPillows guy, is ridiculous. But Lady Gaga being on stage, or John Legend, or whoever,
sure, crying,
yay for us!
Right, that's great. Anyway. Yeah, and they don't get that. Trump got elected because he connected with middle America. He said he cared, and he meant it. And I think the Republican Party is in a great spot right now, a great spot. More on that to come.
I only bring up John Voight because I think he's laughable as a celebrity in the current place in America. He was a big deal in the 60s, early 70s.
I find the very concept of celebrity laughable. So.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, John Voight, the actor, he was a big deal almost 50 years ago.
He was great in, was it 24? He was a heavy in one of those ongoing spy shows. So don't sell the man short.
He became famous in 1969. He's pre-Biden in terms of national consciousness. Anyway, actor John Voight says fighting the lie that Biden won is the greatest fight since the Civil War. That's not helpful to anything.
Thanks for jumping in, John.
Anyway.
Again, we're listening to actors. Why? Yeah. Pop stars, why?
Here's an interesting story for you. Agree or disagree?
That's what we're shooting for.
Florida's governor has drafted a law that would allow people to shoot looters.
Looter shooters?
The governor has drafted a new anti-mob legislation to expand already controversial stand your ground laws. Remember Trayvon Martin that they have in Florida.
That's the great lefty media technique, though. Brand something as controversial.
All right, if you agree with it, it's not controversial.
Nope.
It's just the law.
Right.
But this would allow people to shoot looters.
You fell for it, didn't you? You fell for it.
Fell
I wish
for
John
anything.
Was John just, Voight was here.
Just reading
he punched
the story.
You right in the stomach.
I didn't write the story. I'm reading the story.
I'm messing with you.
And you can't dismiss the fact that it was pretty controversial during the whole Trayvon Martin case.
Oh, yeah.
It was discussed all across the country.
Just
a good idea
looking for
it.
An opportunity to make a John Voight joke.
A draft of the governor's proposed bill expands the list of forcible felonies under Florida's self-defense law to include criminal mischief causing interruption or impairment of business. Specifically allows force against those looting, which the draft defines as burglary within 500 feet of a violent or disorderly assembly.
Huh.
Well, that'll get crazy fast.
So if you're like 525 feet away from a violent assembly and you burgle, they cannot shoot you. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Get your tape measure and drag them within the 500 feet, I'll tell you that.
I appreciate the governor's sentiment here, but go on.
DeSantis, the governor, also wants to make it a third-degree felony to block traffic during a protest. I think it should be a bigger crime. The idea that you get to shut down traffic in major metropolitan areas over your political cause
mm-hmm.
and everybody just puts up with it is ridiculous. And offer immunity to drivers who accidentally kill or injure protesters who do so, according
to the Herald. I'm 100% in favor of this one. 100%. Some of the other stuff a little tough to work. But this one, 100%. I was just going to say, if you're caught in the midst, and this has happened over and over again, you can see the videos online if you like. The angry militants surround a car, start pounding on it. The person within fears for their life, accelerates, and hits a couple of Marxists. And all of a sudden, they're being prosecuted? No way. Clearly self-defense.
It allows death to be the punishment for a property crime. That is true.
That's one way to look at
that
it.
That is cruel and unusual punishment.
It's not punishment by the
don't
state.
Don't steal my stuff.
You break into my house, there's a damn good chance you get shot. That's not in violation of the Eighth Amendment. That's an hilarious effort to smear the two.
Same with me, but not because I think you're going to take my TV. Because I'm afraid for me or my family.
Oh, yeah.
Not because I'm not killing you because you're going to take my TV.
If somebody's on the way out of my house with one of my guitars, no, I'm not going to shoot them dead.
Which guitar?
Unless it's the Telecaster. Then you're dead. And don't drop the guitar on your way down, or I'll shoot you again.
Wow, so you're going to shoot them, and then they got to kind of like fall and hold the guitar.
Or I'll shoot you again. Same with my Rickenbacker bass.
Yeah,
probably my Gibson acoustic. Now I'm done.
I would assume this is not going to work. This is not going to hold up. You can't have a law where you get to shoot looters, even though that there's been a lot of our history where you did. The San Francisco earthquake, they were shooting looters.
How about just beat the hell out of them? Of course, you'd have to beat the best them physically.
The problem with looting after a disaster or a riot or whatever that is, it's beyond just they were taking your TV. I mean, it's the impact it has on a society. So if there's a fire, that's been a popular thing around here. There's fires, you're ordered to leave,
mm-hmm.
and now, you know, the looters come in and steal everything. Well, you're going to have trouble getting people to leave. You're going to have trouble, you know, it causes ripples throughout you know, the cohesion of society more than just your TV getting stolen.
I think that's absolutely true.
That's why looting is such a big deal.
You know, to draw out that thought just a little bit, the authorities have ordered you to do something, and you will realize a terrible effect. There will be a terrible effect. Your stuff will be stolen, but you're not allowed to defy the authorities. You just have to take it. You have to take the criminals taking your stuff. That's repugnant. It's horrible. It's un-American. It's un-English common law, actually. Hundreds of years of tradition that your home is your castle and that your economic well-being can be protected, even against the king himself. That's what, like, eminent domain laws are and fair market value laws. Those go back hundreds of years. But then if there's, like, maybe a chance of a flood, you've just got to open your door to looters? No, that sucks.
Switching topics, one of our billionaires here in America, Bill Ackman? Which billionaire is he?
I don't know Bill Ackman.
I don't either.
I don't think.
And he's a billionaire.
Good for him.
Anyway, he just
How about carving a little something out for the effort there, Bill? I mean, we come in every day. We try to do a good talk show. Let's carve off a couple hundred grr.
He's betting financially on a COVID-19 surge, which is happening across America. He's bought $8 million worth of insurance that will pay off if companies start defaulting on their debts like they did when the virus first shut down the economy, because he believes we're going to start shutting down big time all across the country.
So this is a credit default swap thing?
I guess.
Those end well, in my experience.
But it's just the idea that he believes the smart money is on a lot of places are going to shut down and companies are going to go under, which is probably true, unfortunately.
Ack, man.
We're broadcasting from an area that just got elevated to a higher level of shutdown because of coronavirus, back to where it was months ago. Restaurants closed again. Churches closed again. It is what it is.
And I say again, protect yourself. Protect the people around you. Be a good American. Protect your family. But you do what you think is right. I'm sick and tired of these tinhorn twits who can't reason their way out of a paper bag and make these pronouncements that don't make any sense. And we just have to submit to them? Now, some of you are nut jobs, and you won't submit to even the best advice and the most sound public policy. I'm not one of y'all. Well, frankly, I think society needs some of you. But y'all, you make your judgment. Is your church safe? If so, go. That's what I say.
We got a fair number of texts on the do you or do you know somebody who wears the same thing every day, kind of a uniform, so you don't have to think about it, like Albert Einstein and Steve Jobs did. Mine is not to free up my mental space. I would do it just because of laziness and ease, I think. Wearing the same thing every day is a name. It's called capsule wardrobe.
Okay.
For instance, I have dozens of blue pocket T-shirts. I wear the same thing every day. I used to wear a button-down shirt, but I got tired of looking for new ones when they wore out or lost buttons.
Blue pocket tee. I like it.
I wear the same thing every day, this person said. Same color leggings with the same sort of skirt and top. That's obviously a woman.
Or?
If you believe in gendered language.
Or a man who likes to feel pretty.
And also in terms of having a gimmick, there are more ideas like the eye patch, the cane, the toothpick.
The eye patch is a terrible idea.
No, I'm telling you, you could pull off the pocket watch.
Yes.
I think you could do that.
Somebody
you
just said have the chain visible. Yeah,
somebody
yucky.
Said the chained wallet would be a good look for me. I could pull that off probably. I wear black Levi's and a Carhartt T-shirt every single solitary day. Of course, it depends on your job. There
Amen to that, brother.
Plenty of jobs here where you can't wear jeans and a Carhartt T-shirt to work every single day. I could, but.
Yeah, at this point in our careers, we could, even meeting with clients or whatever.
Oh, sure.
Look, we're your down-to-earth homespun types.
Yeah.
It's charming, isn't it?
Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. There's an update in the Murder Hornet story. Oh, I didn't get to how to have a safe Thanksgiving, according to the government.
Oh, good.
And
good. Anybody who can't answer that question for themselves doesn't have the intellect to process the advice.
Your brains are giblets.
Right?
Hmm?
Let me think about this. Probably ought to social distance, maybe wear a little masks, do stuff outside if it's possible, not have like 27 people in my house. Okay, I got it.
Now you need government advice.
Okay.
All that on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Ooh, Armstrong and Getty here, and take advantage of limited-time Black Friday savings and let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at home with simple recipes and fresh ingredients.
They're sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door contact-free.
With more than 22 weekly recipes, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, vegetarian, and low-calorie choices.
Yep, you can finally say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping. HelloFresh recipes are easy to follow, with simple steps and pictures to help you get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes.
Oh, we had one the other night. My kids absolutely loved it. Plus, by skipping the store, you save up to 40% on groceries, cut food waste by 25%, and save time.
So you have more time to do the things you love. Go to HelloFresh.com and use the code Armstrong90 for $90 off, including free shipping, during HelloFresh's Black Friday sale.
For a limited time only, go to HelloFresh.com and use the code Armstrong90 for $90 off. That's HelloFresh.com and the code Armstrong90.
At HelloFresh.com.
At home with Robert, retired burglar and family man.
Fiddlers! That's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, SimpliSafe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 30% off a new system and a free camera at simplisafe.com/holiday. That's 30% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. SimpliSafe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplisafe.com/holiday for 30% off and a free camera today.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799, plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound? A force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other. No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In November, we're discussing tricks of the trade and how to make your story really sing during this NaNoWriMo month. And in December, we're discussing frequently asked questions by you, our listeners.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Kim Jong-un is threatening North Koreans caught wasting food amid the famine. And when he threatens you, he means it.
Oh, boy.
I don't think, based on my readings about North Korea, that anybody is wasting food.
Wasting it by eating it.
Since I've read stories where people fight their own mother for a kernel of corn as they're starving to death. Yeah, you're probably not wasting any food. Have you actually read the article in New York Magazine about the inner workings of the New York Times?
I have.
How did you like it?
It was good. It's unnecessarily long, I think, but
You know, anything you didn't already know, or
yeah,
what actually. We suspect? Okay, tell me.
Yeah, the New York Times, at some point, the woke crowd pointed out to them that y'all are awfully white. And they looked around the newsroom and the management, and they said, you know what, you're right. We do have a hell of a lot of white people around here. And so they wanted to recruit lots and lots of young people of color, in particular young people. And they went, they got these people from a bunch of different websites, many of which you've heard of, many of which you haven't, your big internet news and websites. And these people were, to a huge degree, woke activists. And they were brought into the New York Times, and the New York Times people said, all right, now that you're here, here's our culture. We're journalists. We have to at least appear to be even-handed, blah, blah, blah. And this army of young woke types were like, yeah, your culture sucks, and we're not going along with it. And the New York Times found themselves with a gigantic, you picture a newsroom. Well, with the New York Times, it's a lot of people. With a corporation suddenly packed with young militant people who hadn't the slightest interest in following the old traditional New York Times rules. And so they're sitting on top of a workforce they can't control. And they got these message boards and internet boards and all, and there's backstabbings and bullying and the rest of it.
So is there any conclusion, like the New York Times realizes this is a problem and wants to try to get back to what they were before? Or are they just going to have to surrender to this, and this is what it is going forward?
It's kind of a judgment call. The old schoolers that remain, and they are fewer and fewer by the day, are trying desperately to hang on. What they're trying to tell the kids is, once you lose your credibility, you can't get it back in your lifetime. The reason we are something people care about is our credibility. You're giving that away. And the young woke crowd said, well, actually, there was a great quote in the article. We're at the barricades moment right now. We don't have time for your old timey thinking.
Andrew Sullivan, who I'm a fan of, he resigned from New York Magazine fairly recently over this same problem they have at the New York Times. And he said, we all live on campus now. He wrote that his colleagues and bosses there, and it's the same at the New York Times, seem to believe, and this is increasingly the orthodoxy in mainstream media, that any writer not actively committed to critical theory and questions on race, gender, sexual orientation, and gender identity is actively physically harming coworkers merely by existing in the same space.
Right. Yep.
He said, I miss a readership that was truly eclectic, left, liberal, centrist, right, reactionary, and then loved to be challenged by me and by each other, but that is gone.
Yeah, the whole safe spaces and I feel unsafe. If they can say it used to just be your speech. Now, if your beliefs are violent, then they can perpetrate violence against you. Because it's okay to meet violence with violence. Everybody believes that. So that's the thinking now. You don't even have to say it out loud. If they get wind that you are against the critical race theory stuff, that is violence. You have committed
that
violence.
That is something, yeah. Merely by existing in the same space, you're physically harming the coworkers. So it's well beyond with, you know, we want our side to win and we, you know, we want to get that story out there. You're physically harming us by being here.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy, crazy cultural revolution 1960s China stuff.
I'm telling you, folks, it's coming to a newsroom, a schoolroom, an office near you, but quick.
Armstrong and Getty.
Time's running out to win over $2 million from Publishers Clearing House. Enter at PCH.com, and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. The $2,500,000 mega prize is guaranteed to be awarded this December. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want to win big. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 11/29. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
And home is love,
Terry,
Carolers, that's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, SimpliSafe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 30% off a new system and a free camera at simplisafe.com/holiday. That's 30% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. SimpliSafe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplisafe.com/holiday for 30% off and a free camera today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Reading Rancheria, we are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals would like to take this moment to thank our veterans for their service. Snow's has been in Reading since 1994 and is your complete celebration headquarters with their decorations and rentals, including tables and chairs, linens, centerpieces, and so much more. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends,
they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Here we go. Oh. Oh. That's killing me.
Oh, man, that's painful.
Yeah. If you'd asked me what that is, I would have told you that's microphone feedback, which pierces my brain.
Yeah, I wish I didn't know what it was, because Michael told us.
I would have never guessed. I would have never...
Michael, just tell us we have a mystery sound in the future, so
okay,
we can guess.
I'll do that.
I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have come within 100 miles.
Michael, would you, you know what it is, Michelangelo in the control room?
You'd have to narrow, it made it more fun to narrow it down and say, I think it's an animal, because otherwise I would have thought that's
a tea kettle.
Pulling a table across a floor.
Yeah, it's a hummingbird snoring.
It's a hummingbird snoring.
Snoring hummingbird.
Take him a nap.
That's right. I'll be danged.
Which is better than the pug snoring, which, we try to sleep with in our house all the time.
Oh, boy.
We
have hummingbirds in our backyard. It's one of the more pleasant features of where I live, and I've never heard one snore.
We keep a hummingbird feeder going all the time so that we have them buzzing around outside of our door.
Keep it stocked with sugar water?
Yeah.
Got to be careful of bears. You ever get any bears?
No.
Oh.
COVID news. The number of people currently hospitalized with COVID hit an all-time high yesterday. I, for some reason, mentally feel like the worst is behind us, but there's not data to back that up.
No, other than hope that the vaccine comes through as promised.
And USA Today says a rough winter. COVID-19 will get much, much worse. I hope that's not true, but it certainly might be. Speaking of COVID, Hugh Grant, the actor, was on Stephen Colbert talking about having COVID. I don't care about him, but it's another person talking about what it felt like. He said it started as a very strange syndrome where I kept breaking into a terrible sweat. Then my eyeballs felt about three sizes too big.
Oh, that sounds pleasant.
It felt like some enormous man was sitting on my chest, and that lasted a week or so. Oh, and he couldn't smell anything. He started to panic when he couldn't smell anything. I don't know if I would even notice if I couldn't smell anything. Maybe it's more noticeable than you think. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you'd probably run into a food and realize, wait a minute, I can't smell nor taste this.
I would celebrate the loss of taste. Loss of smell.
You're
would,
a weirdo.
Stop.
I would
turn
too. Off his mic.
If I could take a pill where I didn't taste anything, I'd take it right now.
I just eat salads all the time and
I would
eat
take
healthy
it right
and,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's bizarre. I work with oddities. A friend of mine, who I've mentioned once or twice, he had a terrible fever for 8 days, and they finally admitted him into the hospital because his oxygen level was dropping the rest, and he got pneumonia and spent several days in the hospital. And you can't have visitors, and everybody's in a space suit. And he said it was just a miserable experience. You don't want this disease. Two IVs in each arm, one is in his stomach.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound
good. Now, he suffered from asthma, but that's not like a rarity. You know, in the world, and we're all very grateful that he's still kicking. But it sucks, man. If you get a bad dose of it, it's the worst thing you've ever had.
But it's still true, though, isn't it, that the majority, like well over 50% of people get no symptoms?
Or very mild, yeah. Yep.
And then they ended up in the hospital, I think, puts you in the, like, worst 10%?
I think, yeah, that may even be too
high. That might
high.
Be high.
Yeah.
So the likelihood, if you get it, of being, even knowing it, let alone ending up in the hospital. You know, the odds are on your side.
It's a lottery ticket I don't want to buy.
But if you get it bad, it's terrible.
Yeah, well, yeah, and some folks, they're fine, and the next Tuesday they're gone. So, you know, and we're not trying to freak you out. We don't believe in, you know, fear-mongering to get ratings. And plus, it's such a drag, nobody'd listen to
no.
it.
No.
But, yeah, it's to be avoided. Trust me on that. I think you probably knew that already.
This is good news, but terrible that it even exists. A global child sex ring was uncovered in Australia with links to the United States and other countries. Huge deal spanning all across the United States, Canada, Asia, Europe, New Zealand. They arrested these people in Australia. One guy, a children's soccer coach. Another guy, a child care worker that were in charge of this whole thing.
Aren't enough hang-ins in the world, in
my opinion. No, there aren't. Take them to the countries where they do actually execute people and go ahead and execute them. But, you know, the fact that they caught them is good.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. We also had the top countries that have slaves in the world, from North Korea with 1.1 up to India that has 18.4 million people who are engaged in slavery or something so close to it it might as well be, which is amazing. So if you're worried about the legacy of slavery, petition for the rights of the untouchables in India or the 3.4 million people in slave camps in China. 3.4 million slaves in China right now. Craziness. We have liberty in this country, freedom. It's eroding rapidly, and we suggest very strongly you make it your hobby at least to fight that erosion. But on this Veterans Day, a most respectful and grateful happy Veterans Day to our vets and the families of our fighting men and women who've sacrificed so much. Never forget the families. We didn't get to many as many of these as I'd intended, but a lot of great quotes about veterans.
Cool.
For veterans.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. From Maya Angelou to presidents to, well, in fact, the first president with one of my very favorite quotes about veterans. The late, great George Washington.
Okay.
That was a bit of a wink to Donald Trump.
Lay it on me.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll work up to the George Washington one. Ronald Reagan said, "We remember those who were called upon to give all a person can give, and we remember those who were prepared to make that sacrifice if it were demanded of them in the line of duty, though it never was. Most of all, we remember the devotion and gallantry which all of them ennobled their nation, with which all of them ennobled their nation as they became champions of a noble cause." That's good. That's some good speechifying, and I appreciate it. I'm a little concerned about worshiping the military, because when you worship, you turn off your critical faculties. You know what I mean? Don't start to worship war. Anyway, Abraham Lincoln said, "The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here." From the Gettysburg Address, which at one point I decided to commit to memory and failed. Unfortunately, I quit.
Yeah, the conversation I had with my kids yesterday about Veterans Day in the car driving back from Sam's school was really good. When you have to explain it in simple terms, sometimes, you know, it makes you understand it better. But my kids were asking all kinds of questions about why there are wars, and you know, I talked about their Uncle Jeff going to Iraq twice, and they said, "How come we don't have the wars here?" And I said, "Because we don't let anybody come here, or at least we haven't for, a couple hundred years."
Right.
Onto the 48 states. So, but the countries would love to. It's only your ability to stop people from coming here that allows that to happen.
Mm-hmm. And I love the whole Gettysburg Address. I mean, it's famous for a reason. It is one of the most successful bits of communication history, in that Lincoln, who was both great and humble, said, "You asked us all to come here to make speeches about why this ground is hallowed ground. We can't hallow it. The men who died here did. We're just here to admit that and to pay our pathetic little tribute to them. Don't look at me. I didn't do nothing. Thanks, I'm done."
Mm.
Abe Lincoln. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
The late, great Abraham Lincoln.
As the president called him, yes. My favorite, well, let's see. There are a couple good ones. Maya Angelou, with whom I probably disagreed with a lot of things, but she said, "How important it is for us to recognize and celebrate our heroes and sheroes." Of course, the H-E in heroes is purely a... it's an audio coincidence.
Not an attempt to claim that you have to be a male to be a hero.
I do not know Jose Naroski. Do you?
I don't think so.
We'll figure out who he is. He said, in war, there are no unwounded soldiers.
Yeah, I know that's 100% true.
And again, and if we're wearing this out, forgive us, there are no unwounded families either. Moms and dads and daughters and sons and parents and brothers and sisters. And finally, my favorite, there's a reason George Washington was one of the greatest men who've ever lived. And if, because slavery was practically universal at the time he lived, and he did own some slaves, which is certainly loathsome by today's standards, if you ignore his greatness because of that sin, you have made an incredibly unwise mistake. George Washington said, the willingness with which our young people are likely to serve in any war, no matter how justified, shall be directly proportional to how they perceive the veterans of early wars were treated and appreciated by their nation.
Absolutely true.
And listen, I don't want to make this about Trump. Everything's about Trump, and I can't stand it. But Donald J. did do a much better job of reforming the VA than those before him. It's not nearly done, but he did a pretty damn good job. And G-Dub was absolutely right.
Willingness to fire people was a good start.
Yeah. Yeah, he got much more latitude to fire crappy, abusive VA workers.
We raise money for great charities through the years and military charities specifically, and we're going to do that next week. We're on Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. We're going to tell you all about it. But if you remember from previous years and you're in the mood because it's Veterans Day, you can go to ArmstrongandGetty.com and donate. Next week we'll talk all about it. We'll have a goal. We'll do the whole thing. But if for some reason, you know, it's Veterans Day, you've been hearing all this stuff, you think, yeah, I need to do my part, go to ArmstrongandGetty.com. But more on that next week. Coming up, the ways to have a safe Thanksgiving. I only mention this because I think some of them are mockable. I assume you know how to do that on your own.
No dueling, for instance.
I'm looking up at Good Morning America, and they're featuring the Murder Hornet, which I found kind of a laughable idea. They're showing that Murder Hornet. If that thing actually spread across the United States and you had those in your backyard, you wouldn't come out of your house.
No.
Have you seen those things?
No.
Freaking enormous. Jaws and carrying knives, and they got a gun. But
probably mandibles. I don't even know what those are, but I'm sure they got them.
What a frightening looking beast that is. And they found a whole bunch more in Washington. They got to get that. They got to get them all killed so they don't catch on in the United States. You can't send your kid out in the backyard to swing on the swings with those about.
Be carried off.
Oh, my God. Anyway, more on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, Armstrong and Getty here, and there's almost always a rise in break-ins during the holidays.
That's too bad, but it's why Simply Safe Home Security is having such a huge holiday sale. 30% off any Simply Safe system and a free security camera.
Now, U.S. News and World Report recently called Simply Safe.
So whether you're traveling or staying put for the holidays, check out the 30% off plus free security camera deal before it ends this week.
More awards. Simply Safe won CNET's Editor's Choice for Home Security and was named Best of 2020 by Forbes and Popular Mechanics.
The system has an arsenal of sensors and cameras that protect every inch of your home. You can set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. It's super easy.
Yeah, and no messy, expensive install, no long contracts, no obligation. Get 30% off SimpliSafe plus a free security camera today by visiting simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Hurry, the deal expires on Friday. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. 60-day trial, there's no risk. simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
KCNR 96.5 FM and KCNR1460.com and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season by offering Operation Holiday Salute 2020. During the months of November and December, we are offering a discounted advertising package, including one live appearance during Free Fire Radio for businesses that support our veterans. And the best part is, a portion of that package price goes to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR today at 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
In Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I'll never understand why I care about Lori Loughlin.
She's adjusting to life behind bars, Jack.
All right. Guides on Thanksgiving, and I'll just hit you with a couple of them because most of them are what you'd expect. Masks and 6 feet apart and stuff like that.
These are your government guidelines for having a safe Thanksgiving.
And stuff like only have one person dole out the food instead of everybody touching the handle of everything. And
all right, everybody, line up for turkey sushi. Judy and I like to serve it really rare. Real turkey sushi. Delicious.
Good vet could have that thing gobbling on the table.
Oh, are you kidding me? Practically translucent. Yum.
Can you have it outdoors? Well, that's merely a matter of what's the climate like. Thanksgiving, many of the places I've lived in my life.
You'll be dead.
Your giblets will drop off.
All right. I believe that's three giblet jokes. That's plenty. But who's counting?
Good you keep track of that sort of thing. I like this one, though. Does there really need to be food?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, there does.
Yes.
The meal is generally the centerpiece of Thanksgiving holiday, but eating necessitates removing masks and encourages heavy mouth-breathing activities.
It is a good turkey.
Can you believe Trump lost? Heavy mouth-breathing activities, like shouting, especially if there's alcohol involved.
There'd better be.
Perhaps it can be done without a sit-down meal. Okay, I'm not going to your Thanksgiving if you... Oh, by the way, I forgot. I should have mentioned this. We're not eating anything.
We're all going to line up at the perimeter of the room, 6 feet apart, and eat these meat sickles I've put in the freezer. You can just lick those. You see, it's kind of a mosaic of meat, potatoes, stuffing, and green beans. Enjoy.
It does talk about how different states have different rules. California is limited to 3 households is the law. Colorado, it's 2. Only 2 households. So, sorry, your daughter's boyfriend would be 3 households, so can't do it.
How about I just assess the risk and act on my own assessment?
Or your giblets will fall off.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Government
The
guy.
Confidence of people bringing new relationships to, like, family, like, holiday things always intrigued me, I will say generously.
Yeah.
Jack, I've said many times through the years, the irony police have been alerted, or the irony police have donned their riot gear, that sort of thing. Well, in this case, the irony fire department is sliding down the poles and mounting their trucks. As the night of November 6th, a portion of the Greenberg smoked turkeys plant caught on fire.
Wow.
too much smoke, apparently. This could leave nearly 60,000 people without turkey this holiday season. Unless there's a glut of turkeys, which there is some years, and then nobody's going to go without turkey. The owner explained how the catastrophic blaze and explosion will leave families without turkeys for the first time in over 80 years.
Where was this?
Beautiful Tyler, Texas.
I'm amazed that fires like that can happen in the modern world, where everything is not made out of wood and we have, you know, alarms and cell phones and 911 and everything else like that. It's still amazing to me.
Just under 80,000 turkeys were destroyed in the fire.
Oh.
Not that long ago, a fire was the biggest threat to you every single day.
Oh, yeah.
And I was listening to an author who's got a book out about the Great Chicago Fire of 18. You probably know. You're from Chicago. 18
yeah.
something.
Something.
Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
18 something is correct.
The temperature in that fire, which burnt most of Chicago, hit 2,800 degrees. It was melting everything that was metal.
That's warm.
Yeah, I'd say that's incredible. I love a good rave. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap up the day. Michelangelo pressed the buttons in the control room. Michael, final thought?
Yeah, this is my 3 tips for a safe Thanksgiving. 1, make sure you have enough food for at least 3 servings. 2, allow guests to unbutton their pants without judgment. Mm-hmm. And 3, don't share stories starting with, you know what I've always hated about your spouse?
Excellent tips there. Positive Sean, do you have a final thought for us?
Yes, 11-11-2020 sounds like one of those dates where some calendar enthusiast will pop up out of nowhere and let you know we won't have another double-double date for 114 years.
Well, enjoy it while it lasts. Simpletons.
Until December 12th, anyway.
No, because you got it's 11-11-2020. You got a
1-1-2-2.
Yeah, you got 1-1-1-1, and then 2020. You got a
12-12-2020.
Eh, maybe.
Jack, do you have a final thought you'd like to share with us?
I got a story for you about October too that you're gonna really be sad that you missed
tomorrow.
yeah, it's Veterans Day. I'm gonna record a little video with my sons wishing my brother a happy Veterans Day for what he did for America, and that's a pretty good way to do it since we all can't be together very easily anymore.
My final thought, I will actually cede to none other than Barack Obama, who was the president a while back. He said this of our veterans: it's about how we treat our veterans every single day of the year. It's about making sure they have the care they need and the benefits they've earned when they come home. It's about serving all of you as well as you've served the United States of America. I think he did rather an uneven job of that, but I agree with the statement.
How did we let 10-10-2020 go by so unnoticed? Because that was a good one right there. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
Oh, I'm glad it's over. So many people to thank, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com if you'd like to donate to Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. Our big fundraisers next week, but why not?
We will see you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say...
how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
There can be no greater service to our country and no source of pride more real.
Today, Veterans Day, as we do every year, we take that moment to embrace the gentle heroes of Vietnam and of all our wars.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.